there might be certain kind of situations, burdens, some disease. All of us, we have been struggling with day in and day out. At least we try to make sure to see that the situation will change. That means we make a lot of natural effort. Maybe you have been sowing seed, you have been going from one man to the other so that you get the change. But sometimes the Bible has some specific things that we all need to understand in principle. So every year, getting to the end of the year from October, we, the Kingdom of God Ministry, we have a program that is called the 40 Days Fasting and Consecration. Consecration means separating yourself from a lot of the things in the world and having time to seek God. That is consecration. Now, this kind of consecration is what we need so that we are able to get closer to the Lord and also allow God also to work on us. And whatever God has, that through mercy and compassion and his everlasting kindness, you'll be able to help us by removing these burdens from our lives, from the families, from our communities, and also, more importantly, from the children, the generation we are leaving behind. And as a result of that, when it comes to October, it is mandated for us that we begin this 40-day journey. So for us to see the factual evidence in the Bible, that is, know that some bondage means what has come to bind the man for ages. It binds your life for ages. Maybe you go to different hospitals, like the case of the woman with the bleeding issue. He's been going to doctors for over 12 years. She is bound for ages with the affliction of bleeding, and the Bible call it plague. So this type of plague, it keeps the woman bound. And the Bible now mentions as hard bondage. Now, hard bondage need to be understood because it brings out the differences between what man suffer and what another man suffer. Another woman can be bleeding for 1 month and it will stop. The same medication given to others that brought solution can be given to you also. But because it is a hard bondage, it finds it very difficult to respond. And now being like that means that we need another level of understanding so that power of the mighty God will be able to work over the situation and then healing will be able to manifest. Now, for us to be able to understand the difference, we need to look at the written word of God that I've always referred to as the factual evidence. Because the written word of God gives us the fact and helps us to know that you may not be the first person to be in that situation. Other people might have been in it. And if others might have been in it, how did they come out of it? Of course, the woman was suffering for 12 years. We know in the book of Luke 13, also a lady that was suffering from another spinal cord injury for almost over 18 years. Now, all these cases, they are called the hard bondage. So I want you to follow me to the evidence in Isaiah chapter number 58. In the Isaiah chapter number 58, it is said, the anointing breaks the yoke, every yoke of bondage. As we fast and pray, God will release his power and anointing to break the yoke. of financial bondage, physical bondage, all manner of bondages. So I want us to look at it from this angle. If you see it more than from January till now, maybe a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, the situation has always been the same and it keep being the same. You try all sorts of remedies, medication, spiritual help, pastoral help, prophetic help. We collect padlock, we collect sand. We went to Israel, we went to the tomb, we went to this and that, and all hasn't yielded the needed result. Then it is important to understand what the Bible said is that it talks about fasting that removes the heart bondage. So the Bible does not deny the fact that some bondages will be hard. The Bible does not exempt the fact that there are different between bondages, little, low, and hard. But the Bible rather shows the way out of all manner of bondages, as the Bible has declared. So the Bible said, it gives us the point that it starts with a question in the book of Isaiah 58, talking about fasting. So God said, is not this the fast? Is not this the fast that I have chosen? So God is questioning, there is a chosen fast that will allow man to go. He said, is not this the fast that I have to lose? So through the fasting, the anointing comes upon us. And through the fasting, the spirit in you generates itself into more power. Through the fasting, the door is open. So this, we use two words, fasting and unseen. Come, take your prayer, you take your yourself, so you are able to connect deeply to whatever has become, especially health wise, everybody free. Everybody. Now, God, yes. Jesus did, like Peter did, like Moses, so that your own anointing will be able to do what? Heal you yourself. Praise the Lord. So what he's saying is that, is this not the fast that I choosing? People's life. Wickedness can come over a nation. We saw what somebody took a gun and started to spray a lot of people in California, killing 50 something and wounding a lot. That is wickedness. Wickedness is done by people against people, motivated by the spirit of sin. Wicked powers tormenting the man, afflicting the man, bringing the man into deep bondage. It's the kind of fast that the Lord is choosing. In this fast, for the purpose of what? From hardship of what? The enemy. We understand the use of these words. First, daily food, the You are connecting yourself from worldly enticing thoughts, behavior, leisure, and concentrate more on the Lord. Will have something that you must approach God and allow His power to loose you from it. So he said, is this not the fast that I to loose the bond these charismatic entertainers? They said, there's no wickedness again because of Jesus Christ. But I know if you read the book in the New Testament very well, you will see Peter in prison. You will see Paul in prison. You will see Silas in prison. You will see people freaking out. You will see snake coming back. So don't put your mind in words of worst man's wisdom. It into entertainment and joyful leisure. It will not work. It has defeated every Africa, this England, the proposed child abuse, child sex, pornography, everything. In America, you can, they started this type of preaching. You can't talk about it now. The Spirit of the Lord came to transform life, transforming man, transforming his family, transform his community. We haven't seen it that way yet. Praise the Lord. Why? When you take what and convert it into entertainment, you are opening the door for hard bondages to come into the land. When hard bondage comes into the family, it to afflict and oppress. So God said, I want to release you of your hard bondage, but I want you to consecrate yourself to me through your fasting. And therefore he said, I have chosen a particular fast to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, cancer burdens, recognized in the hospitals that knew many people suffered cancer than married the people they were than new gave lesser birth and cancer captured more lives. This is what God is talking about. To undo the heavy burdens, burdens on community, joblessness, wrong political ideas, hatred peddled through politics, separation, nationalism, fear, xenophobia, fear others because they are not like all these things. They are inspired by Satan to do what? To frighten, to threaten, and divide. It's the spirit of Satan reigning every corner. So what does it bring? It brings what is called heavy burdens. Heavy what? It started in Egypt when they saw Israel. They said, no, Israel are not part. Let's begin to oppress them. If you find yourself in this situation, it doesn't mean it is a permanent situation. It doesn't mean that government has if the people being oppressed know how to call God through fasting and consecration, what happened to Pharaoh? Was paralyzed, was crippled, was everything in him was not working. With him. The anointing in him. So this fourth fasting I see. Man, whatever is hard upon man, difficult upon man, through this fast that we started today, we finish every day. It's not long fast, 6 to 6. And then on every Wednesday, Thursday, we do dry fasting. Every 2 days, dry. Every 2 days. This heavy work, heavy burden. Burden of marriage crisis, burden of loneliness, burden of singleness, burden of family conflict, burden of child truancy, burden of husband not talking to wife, wife not talking, burden of separation. Then the third point, God is showing us how things happen in man's life. The third point, he said, and to let the oppressed go free. This means it's not going to say that come and buy my Jordan water will make you go free. Come and buy my Epukusu water will make you go free. Come and buy my this and that. Because the way to go is written black and white here. Isaiah 58, verse number 6. God did not deny that there are heavy burdens. God agreed to that. God accepted that. God is not afraid of that. But the same God is showing man, there are heavy burdens in your life. There are heavy burdens upon your life. He said, there are heavy burdens and bonds of wickedness. And it has made you to be oppressed. And I, God, I want to set you free. Because I want to set you free, I want you to come and join the apostle in the fast and in the consecration so that you will give me the opportunity in heaven to remove and allow my anointing to fall upon you, the wickedness, and undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that the yoke, and that break every yoke. Three deep, important words used by God. Now listen again. Number one, loose the bands of what? The wickedness. Number two, undo the heavy burdens, heavy financial burdens. Number three, oppress, go free. Number four, break every yoke. All these things are deeply enshrined in the fast we have started. God said, when we engage in the fast, we are preparing ourselves for the heavy burdens of life, afflictions of life, to be made useless because of what? The fast. Now, in the Mark chapter number 9, in the verse number 29, we see also another burden that it is facing the people, the church of God. So in the Mark chapter number 9, what is called heavy burden? The yoke of wickedness is described in the Mark chapter 9. The father brought the child, and the father said, this child oftentimes, Mark 9:22, the nature of the heavy bed. The father said, this child oftentimes something cast him into fire, something cast him into water to destroy him. So for you to know that what is a heavy burden, you'll have to understand what comes upon you to destroy you? What comes into your house to destroy someone? What comes into the body to destroy? What comes upon the work of hands to destroy? What comes upon the relationship to do what? To destroy. What comes upon what you are expecting, what you are building, what you hope for, to destroy it. This is what is called heavy burden. The father said, something through the child, my only son. Some children are thrown into drugs, some are thrown into violence, some are thrown into stealing, some are thrown into crisis, some are thrown into no learning. They go to the school, they don't learn anything. Some are thrown into hopelessness, some are thrown into disobedience. We don't know the one Satan is throwing your child into, but we know the answer. The answer is what Jesus has said. If you will commit to the fast and consecrate yourself, that heavy break from his head. So the father said, now it's so interesting. The father said, something come into my son. Of times means most. Sometimes he's okay, but most of the time he's not. So the word has to be understood clearly. And this is not the thing with life. We want to present ourselves on Sundays. We want to wear our... The church is only concerned about one particular day that you will come into. Then everybody wants to show seriousness. Satan doesn't work that way. What the father is saying is that oft times it has cast him. Cast means he threw the boy with force. Oft times. So if the father is waiting for Sunday to go to church, Monday the thing came, Wednesday the thing came, Thursday the thing came, Saturday the thing came. Before Sunday, the boy is destroyed. And it is happening like that in many of our homes, in many of our families, in many of our communities. Some places you can't even go out just around 8 o'clock. No, it is so scary. Who is behind that? Is your God. Hallelujah. So he said, of times it cast him into the fire, and sometimes it cast him into water to do what? To destroy him. So it is very simple to understand what is a heavy burden, what is a band of wickedness. It is what want to destroy the man. But God said, if it is like that, then I have chosen a fast. So if you, the father, engage fast, if you, father, engage yourself in the fast, if the career business engage yourself in the fast, or businessman engage yourself in the fast, if you, after the minister, engage yourself in the fast, then that wicked bondage the enemy has used to entangle your life, that does not allow progress to come, it will be broken up. So in this context, we see the father explaining how the thing works with the child. And then the father said, sometimes he put him in water to destroy him. Then he asked Jesus Christ, but if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Why is he petitioning Jesus Christ? Because in the fourth verse, he said, the man told Jesus, I have brought my child to your disciples to heal them, and they could not. The disciples thought every problem is the same, just like the way the church is thinking now. They are teaching, papa, papa, papa. They don't look for the spirit and the power. So it's not the fine preaching we do. Everywhere you see fine preaching, if you are a proper, go inside and investigate them. You will see how many bondages are inside. They are covered up with their suit and their grammar. I've seen millions. I've seen many. Why? Because it is true that there is hard bondage. It is true that there is a bond of wickedness. It is true that there is deep oppression. And God didn't say the preaching will separate it. The man came to Jesus. He left the disciples because he said, and I told them that they should cast it out, and they could not. Why could understand that in the book of Isaiah, God has already categorized the level and the height, the might, the magnitude of bondages, wounds, oppression, yokes, and affliction, and has shown the antidote, what you must do to get yourself out. In that case, God said, I have a chosen fast, and that fast is to bring you out and let you go free. It will take the one who has fasted. So when the disciples could not, they went home, and after they'd gone, they asked Jesus. And when he came into his house, I'm reading Mark 9:28, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? When he said that, he, Jesus, told them the same thing in the Isaiah 58. Jesus told them, he said unto them, this kind. Listen carefully. Jesus said what? This kind. There is a kind of bondage that the preaching, the dancing, all those exuberance of church, how cozy the church is, how shouting the man is, how the man dressed is for himself. Satan is not afraid of that. Satan was the best dressed man before in heaven. Praise the Lord. So now, what Jesus told them, Jesus is now bringing them back to the Isaiah, and we'll be finishing very soon. Jesus brought them back to Isaiah, and Jesus told them, there are different levels and categories of bondages. There are different levels of headache. There's difference between normal headache and tumor. It all happens in the head. There's difference between abdominal pain and cyst. It's all happening in the abdomen. There's difference between stomach pain and colon cancer. It all happens inside the intestine. So we can't use that paracetamol treating headache to treat tumor. It's only the church is thinking this way. If I don't become serious, then when I have big problem, then it goes. It's a lie. It's foolish man think that way. The same way you can't take somebody with O level to do the job that requires BSc. Your mind has to tell you like that. So Jesus was telling his disciples, it's this kind, the kind of bondage that is strong, that want to destroy the man, that has come to scatter the family, that has chosen a wicked leader like Haman, like the modern government leaders that we have. Everybody is patronizing nationalism, eating people. If you have that bondage on your head and you are afraid to fast, then I want to tell you point blank, it will defeat your life. No matter how level you will dance, no matter whatever you will do, it will defeat your life. Praise the Lord. Because why? Before the burden came, before the bondage came, before the affliction came, before the suffer came, God has chosen a formula to let people go already. And God said, this is what I have chosen to let you go. It is through your consecration and your fast. If you can engage in it and forget about the psychedelicness and the sophistication of the church, you will be free. It is an individual matter. You will be free. The way he put it, Jesus told them, if you want to be able to separate yourself from this kind, then you have to understand what is written before in the book of Isaiah. The Isaiah is showing us there is a typical kind of bondage. In the Isaiah 58, in the verse number 6, God said, is not this the fast I have chosen to loose the bonds of wickedness? Wickedness. The Spirit came to destroy the small boy's life. Wickedness. The Spirit came to cut the boy's heart on the earth. Yes. With billions of families, with different children disabled. Wickedness. The father had the same problem But the father was determined, no matter what it takes, I will seek solution for you. They didn't eat from it. They sought solution, because the destiny of man is worth much better than a social handout. Listen to me. The destiny of man is worth much greater than a social handout. Do you know whether it's the one bringing solution to science, to cancer? You don't know. Do you know whether it's the one to bring solution to the most economic conflict in the world? You don't know. Do you know whether it's the one who is to bring the solution to how churches are failing, churches are being sold to others? We don't know. So therefore, we must not allow the hard bondage. So Jesus said, God said, I have chosen the fast to loose the bonds of wickedness. Number two, to undo heavy burdens. I get calls every day. If I show you the one of today, you'll be surprised. Calls every day. When I close up my phone, before I open it, you will see countless number of phone calls. Why? Everybody suffers something. The today one alone, if you can see it, 144. The day has not finished. 144. That's the missed call of today. Voice message. Okay, now, who are those people? Because man don't love to be perplexed, to be oppressed, to be afflicted. So God also made man that man will understand that we must not be this way. And therefore, God said, when it is hard bondage or bonds of wickedness, I have chosen a fast for you that will help you undo the heavy burden, heavy burdens. And then he went further to say, to let the oppressed go free. Heavy burden, hard bondage, the oppressed, and the yoke, to go free. To go free without buying stone. To go free without putting money on your stone and your padlock. To go free without buying mango, without buying apple, without drink. To go free without drinking concoction is to forget about what your stomach is demanding. Food, forget about food. He said, the fast I have chosen. Now back to the Mark chapter 9. Jesus also didn't deny there is hard wickedness, hard bondage, hard affliction. Jesus didn't deny. But Jesus told his disciples, though you people are walking with me, you don't understand why I don't follow food every time. You don't understand why my passion is not with food, but constantly I try to abstain from food. Because why? The bondages that are coming here, the lame people, you see them get up and walk. The blind folk, you see them seeing. The cripple, you see them rise. They are in a deep bondage of wickedness. And if I connect to eating every day, it can never be released. Jesus told them in the Mark 9, Jesus said, he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing. By nothing means there isn't any other way. Friends, brothers, sisters, family, businessmen, pastors, bishops, cardinals, popes, whatever you call yourself, understand the need, the necessity of the fast. Whether you believe God, you don't believe God, understand the need and the necessity of the fast. And join us from this season. From every 7 o'clock, we end the fast, we consecrate, we pray, then we break bread, then we go home. Continue the reading. It is a 40-day journey that will remove every hard bondage. Jesus told them, this kind can come forth. God didn't, in the Old Testament, Isaiah didn't use can come forth. Isaiah used to go free. Jesus said, this one, it can never come forth. Meaning, the demon behind the bondage know the level of your spiritual standing. Oh, glory be to the Lord. The demon, the charismatic, I tell you, oh, don't worry. No. life is more serious. Jesus told them, the demon behind that bondage, he will not come forth because he knows your level of spirituality is very low. Is it true or false? It's true. Because the Father told Jesus, and I brought him to your disciple to cast them out, and they could not. He was not talking about pastor who went to Assembly of God seminar or Presby seminar, Methodist seminar. He was talking about the 12 men in Jesus Christ's ministry. They could not lose that bond. Jesus didn't tell them something is wrong with you. No. Jesus said there is a process and a way that is approved in heaven that elevate your spirit above the spirit of the wicked. You haven't gone through that journey, but you want to remove the hard bondage. The bondage will not respond to you. It's not witchcraft. Jesus said, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Consecrate yourself. Prayer and fasting. That is what we have to do now. And I'm getting close to the end of this exhortation. So we started today. Tomorrow is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Every day from 6 o'clock up to 7 p.m. The prayer starts in the church. The fasting continues. There's a lot of prayer, a lot of reading that we have to do. So we want to start today's, we end today's reading by giving all of us the assignment. We are going to study the two scriptures together, Isaiah 58 and then Mark chapter 9. This is our reading for tonight, and we will be discussing on that tomorrow. There will be a forum tomorrow to discuss the benefit of the fast. Wherever you are, you can send me your text. My number is on the screen, 07809. You can also send us your prayer request, because we have received a bunch of prayer requests from all across the globe. They are on the altar. I carry them to my prayer closet. I bring them to the mountain. It's a 40-day journey carrying the burdens, the heavy ones, before God, so men shall be released. You can text me your prayer request, and then we will take it on board. May the Lord bless you. You have heard the fact. December is coming. If it's still the same, you have opportunity to forsake certain things and allow His mercy, His glory to work on you. If you have been told, because Jesus has finished, and what they tell you is still not touching the burden, then know that it has been misinterpreted to you. I have told you the truth. You have to use what you have heard to exchange or to go free. We love you all. This being your KGM TV, and we'll be back again with the very. Don't go away. More is on the way coming. A new program is coming. A Congo version will come. Zaire version, English version, the Brazilian version. Everything is on your special TV, KGM TV, coming to you live from United Kingdom. This has been your host, Apostle Ben, from the Kingdom of God, and we love you. We will bring you more. We want you to be fully equipped, understanding the truth from the myth, and also from pleasure, truth from philosophy, truth from psychology. God is real. He is a spirit. He dwells in the heart of man. May you see that before December, when you come in here, you are coming to rejoice. You are not coming to drive anything out. We are coming to rejoice. We are driving them out now. God bless you. I love you, and I'll see you again in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord.